In San Jose, California, yesterday, several thousand people turned out to honor Pat Tillman. Pat Tillman was the pro football player who walked away from a multi-million dollar contract and enlisted in the U.S. Army. He was killed in action last month in Afghanistan. Pat Tillman's memorial yesterday was another example of how his death has resonated throughout the country. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
There was a deeply personal feel to the outdoor gathering in Pat Tillman's hometown of San Jose. Friends and family stepped up to the podium and cried and cursed and laughed. They reminisced about a guy who seemed to call every man dude, who was thoughtful and funny and foul-mouthed, and who hated taking the easy way out of anything. Pat Tillman probably would have liked that part of the memorial and felt uncomfortable with the other parts. The live television coverage on ESPN, the guest speakers like California First Lady Maria Shriver and former Arizona Cardinal head coach Dave McGinnis, who both said Tillman's actions should be a source of national inspiration.
43 years ago, in his inaugural address, my uncle, President John F. Kennedy, who was speaking for his generation, made a suggestion to all generations to come. Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. By your deeds, by the choices you made, Pat, you and so many other young Americans have lived those words.
Martin Luther King, in one of his many addresses, stated that the true measure of a man is not where he stands in times of comfort and convenience, but where he stands in times of conflict. There was never a question where Pat Tillman stood.
Pat Tillman did everything he could to avoid such tributes when he decided in 2002 to leave the Arizona Cardinals and join the elite Army Rangers. He refused to give interviews or to consider book and movie offers. He and his brother Kevin drove from Phoenix to Denver so Pat could enlist in relative obscurity. But since his death in the mountains of Afghanistan, April 22nd, Tillman's picture has been on magazine covers. Americans have filled letters to the editor pages with tributes. Parents have told their kids about the pro athlete who gave up a cushy life for his principles and died in the process.
That's startling in a cynical, jaded, doubting world that we live in, where we're so eager to raise people up to celebrity and then to destroy them.
Donald Abenheim is a public policy researcher in California.
This man's life shocked us, I think, in a positive way, and that people respond to that.
As a research fellow at Stanford University's Hoover Institute, Dr. Abenheim specializes in the history of war and defense policy. Pat Tillman's death, Abenheim says, also has shocked Americans into thinking about wartime sacrifice, a concept embraced during World War II, but largely absent from today's civilian society, which relies on a high-tech, all-volunteer army to fight the nation's wars. Abenheim believes Tillman has tweaked America's conscience and perhaps guilt at not doing more. Abenheim sees potential in yesterday's memorial and other public displays of sorrow.
Perhaps people in San Jose or elsewhere here in California and Arizona State could, in some bottom-up way, through non-governmental organizations or and together with organizations in Europe that are working in Afghanistan, work to help people. Something like that, it seems to me, would honor this man's sacrifice.
Late last month, Pat Tillman was posthumously promoted from Army Specialist to Corporal. He was also awarded the Purple Heart and Silver Star. Tom Goldman, NPR News.